Congratulations, y'all made it to church on time. And I'm thinking about the question that Reverend Nate asked us at the beginning of Lent. Which one of you wants to win Lent? My question today is, how's Lent going? We're at the beginning of the fourth week. I'm thinking back on years when I've gotten to this point, I'm like, forget it. I can't do this. Especially when it's been about a bad habit. Or when it's been about taking on way too many spiritual practices, trying to turn Lent into like the ultimate self-help program, and then not living up to it. And many years when I've gone into the mental shenanigans of trying to justify, well, you know, that wasn't the best practice to pick. Maybe I should have picked something else. Why don't I start with a new one? Or mentally bargaining with God, you know, I'll do this and maybe that. You know, a lot of this wrangling and how we feel about Lent has to do with a fair amount of our own fear. Fear that we're judged. Fear that we're not good enough. That we're not worthy. And we got a glimpse this week, or I got a glimpse into the how broad this fear is culturally. A small peek through the TikTok channel Ask the Rev that one of our parishioners is doing. And she has these adorable puppets, if you haven't seen them, kind of like Sesame Street puppets, and she asks clergy, mostly Reverend Nate and me, questions, basic questions. Now, if you're not familiar with TikTok, it's another social media platform where you post videos. And when these videos are posted on Ask the Rev, the question that the puppet asks is right at the top. And I will say we are a teeny-weeny channel. We do not have more than several hundred followers. But this week, the most adorable puppet, Teyamo, asked me, with a fair amount of fear, what if I don't want to give something up for Lent? Much to our shock, 5 minutes after this was posted, we had 800 views. Now, that's double most of the views that we get on most of our posts. And in a couple of hours, we were up to 4,000 views, which is more than double what we've had on the two most popular ones that made it to 2,000. So I started thinking, whoa, what is it about this question? What if I don't want to give something up for Lent? So I looked at our other two popular questions, the ones that got the most views. One of them was, what do I have to do to get God to love me? And the other was, can atheists go to heaven? very, very clear. It says this is eternal life. Okay? This is a definition of eternal life. That they, that we, may know you, the one, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Nothing in here about eternal life is for later. Eternal life is now. It's about knowing God, coming into relationship with God, knowing Jesus. So judgment then, this assessment, is about the here and now also, that the eternal may come alive for us in the here and the now. In a silly way, I started thinking about this, or somewhat silly, in terms of cookies. Our lives are a tray of cookies being baked, growing into the fullness of our cookiedom. And God's light, that little oven light, turning on. And perhaps we've got too many cookies squished in together. There's too much there. We can't separate out and be the individuals in the fullness of who we are to be. And that something must change. This light of truth on the cookie tray saying, hey, there's something to pull out. And it's not that the cookie tray is bad. Or think about stew. We have a stew. The stew of our lives. Taste the stew, God's assessment of the stew, it's not enough salt. It's something we need to add to our lives to make the richness of who we are in this world and who we are meant to be in this world come alive. There's other possibility that perhaps the stew of our lives